It's hella good, honestly. I used to be a regular there before I started working there.
Like, if I asked you to make that pizza for me from scratch,
could you
me a Guantanamo's pizza?
I'm not finna do that. That's stealing.
That's stealing. What if I had the ingredients? You just said
if you had a recipe, I'll make something like that. But they have their own stuff. They have like secret stuff. Like, it's not like secret stuff, but like everyone makes stuff differently, man.
Well, this is Let's Talk Forella. And as always, these episodes are brought to you by Hydra Affirmations. Remember, it's game time. Grind and mentally examine the inner me extensively. On this episode, I have a guest star who is not a new guest star. If you guys have been listening to the episode since it was on the podcast days, the first people who was in my three-man crew, Adrea Maseko in the Cypher Something sequel, this is Dre. He's the guy that you guys loved in every single episode. So in this episode, I'm going to focus on you guys getting to know Dre and getting to know who he is my long life friend, and he is a fucking chef. So I'll let Dre introduce himself. Dre, let's go.
My name is DeAndre. I'm one of the chefs of Good Love. It's my brand. Good Love, California. We do like kind of mostly Filipino food, but we try to like make good food for the people.
Hell yeah.
Pretty much, yeah.
Hell yeah.
We do pop-ups. We do private dinners, all this stuff.
Hey, tell those people about those private dinners that you do that have dabs.
So when we first started, we was doing kind of like dab pairings. So we'll make one dish. So the structure was, you came in, we gave you a drink and a dab. And then next course, then we gave you another dab after the meal, like the first plate.
God damn.
And then you kept doing that until you hit dessert.
God damn.
So it was like seven courses.
So seven fucking dabs?
They were like half.
Bro.
They're like small. And it was like everyone go at their own pace, but we only did one like that. We only did one like that.
That was like a super major glopper.
Yeah, that was like our first.
Oh my
God. That was our first one. And everybody there who was at the event, it was all weed people. They all knew what the fuck was up. There was some guys smoking it all. There were some people just smoking a little bit of each one and eating it like that.
And this is something that you do that is definitely considered on the higher end side for like the luxury smokers, of course, right?
Yeah.
Like, this ain't for them little broke ass motherfuckers that be smoking pre-rolls. Like, if y'all think y'all pulling up to this event because you buy eighths, no. This is for the ouncing up club, okay? Don't think Good Love California is doing anything regular, okay? They're fucking luxury as fuck. How much was those tickets?
Those tickets was like, we first sold them for $420.
That's Drake, nigga. Drake, that's what I like to hear.
We did $420 and we sold out.
Sold out. And how many tickets did you guys have?
We had like 30.
Oh my God. That is what you call black excellence.
Yeah. It was pretty cool. But we don't really do the weed thing anymore because it's a lot of stuff. We got to be connected with different weed people and stuff like that. So we did that one. We're open to doing more. If anybody wants to book with us, weed dinner, private dinner, whatever you guys want to do, we could do that. We just got to talk about money.
Talk money. Money talks. Like catering events and everything like that.
We could do catering events. We're open to doing a whole bunch of stuff. Just recently, we did a pop-up in Sacramento at Holy Spirit Bar. It's like next to Lowbrow in Midtown.
Okay.
And we
did Midtown, Sacramento?
Yeah, okay, Midtown, Sacramento. Yeah, we're talking about Sacramento.
Okay.
But it was pretty nice. The first day we did reservations for that, it was crazy because we have a lot of people in Stockton, Lodi, stuff like that, and we wanted to get people that we knew in there, and we thought nobody was going to fuck with us in Sacramento, but like literally we dropped the reservations the first day. Uh-huh. We sold out.
Dude.
And it was like, what's going on? Like, how are we selling out this fast? But then all the people that went, we knew a few people, some of it was family, but then it was a lot of random people too, and a lot of chefs too.
Dude, from and out you, there. You guys, good love California is your Instagram, correct?
Yeah.
And if you guys have been looking at everything they have been doing, you selling out makes sense. Like, if you look how Dre prepares food, his partner Mark prepares food.
Yeah.
These guys aren't cooking in a fucking kitchen. You got high-end culinary people who can come to your house and cater, do pop-up events and cater. The simple fact that these guys are just trying shit out and it's selling out, what does that tell you? That means that good love is gonna become a fucking family held name, dude.
It's good. It's good stuff. We try. I'm trying to be more humble about it.
Yes.
You know, I'm not gonna be like, we're the best. I did this shit. No, it's like, yeah. Hey, we're doing good for right now. We haven't took any major L's yet.
No, we haven't taken any major L's. We're gonna continue to do great.
Yeah.
Bro, you guys, the simple fact that Good Love is doing so good and it's Mark and Dre, anybody who knows you two, they fucking love you two.
Yeah.
So it's like, if the two people who have love and the two people that support, like, bro, anything that I've ever done, anything D has ever done, you was literally the first customer for it. Mm-hmm. When I fucking posted my art page to fucking see if I could sell prints, you was literally my first customer
like,
to buy some prints. So it's like, you start something, bro, who's not all for it? Like,
yeah,
you guys won't take losses because you guys aren't the type to give out losses. Like, you guys are fucking, you guys are unstoppable, bro.
We gotta support the community.
Yes, exactly. And I definitely have to be at the next event.
For sure.
So besides you, good love, what else you got going on?
So I just, right now I'm in a transition trying to move out of Stockton. I've lived in Stockton pretty much my whole life.
Okay.
And I'm just trying to move on to do bigger and better things. I'm working in restaurants. I'm trying to do this culinary thing, man. And
hell yeah.
It's pretty rough, but at the same time, there's something about it, man. I can't stop doing it.
Yeah.
Like, there's a lot of stuff out there that's telling you that, like, being a restaurant worker may be, like, kind of not the thing to do.
Mm-hmm.
Or, like, people will think that it's a waste of time. You need to be doing something better. And, like, for a lot of people, yeah, it is. But I find joy in making food for people, eating good food.
Yes.
And just
fucking
stuff that I love to do. And so it's like,
and it's like, honestly, it's like, in after the pandemic and everything, people start staying in the houses. You had so many food trucks and everything open up. It's like, food at the end of the day is an art. And there's always going to be folks out there who are like, you can make zero money in art. But it's like, who doesn't love food?
Oh,
who doesn't? I'm a big fucking foodie myself. Like, if I'm going to Vegas, I'm not gambling. I'm eating. Going to fucking Hawaii, I'm eating.
Yeah.
I will spend money on some good meat, some good sauteed anything.
Yeah, that's 100% me too. Like, I get irresponsible, to be honest. It's like, I go to a place, it's like, what are we eating? What's the best thing I can eat right now?
Bro,
I'm gonna go.
I'm going in. Yeah. I'm going in. Like, if I'm looking at the menu and the highest thing they got is steak, I'm like, okay, what they got that's unconventional? Ooh, what's that right there? I never heard of that. Give me that.
Yeah.
I love it.
It's good. It's food is good. It's art.
How did you come about getting into
cooking in general?
Yeah, hell yeah.
So when I was young, I don't know, like, my family, well, one side of my family, my grandpa, he would cook meals for like the whole family, and like his family, he had like at least 10 to 15 siblings.
God,
I don't remember all that. I don't remember exactly. It's been a minute. I don't really like keep too in touch with family a lot.
Uh-huh.
But whenever I go to a family event, it's pushing 100 people, and he's cooking for everyone. My uncle and stuff like that.
You say your pops?
My grandpa.
Your grandpa?
He's not around anymore. My bad. He's not around anymore. But like, when I remember when I was a kid, I would just see him. It's like, he's making these feasts for the family get-togethers, like birthdays, weddings, stuff like that. He's cooking. And I just would see him do that, and I'm like, I want to learn how to cook. And this was like me being 6 years old, like, oh, how do I make cookies? How do I make eggs? How do I make stuff like that? And he would like show me. And to be honest, when I was younger, he kind of like turned me off to it because he was very aggressive. Like he would be yelling at me. He'd be like, dude, you're fucking scared of cooking. You're scared to touch stuff. You cook like a little girl. And I'm just like,
I have to show you that tough love to get you going in the kitchen, yeah, right?
But like at 8 years old, I'm like, fire is hot. I'm gonna burn. I'm gonna cut myself. I'm gonna do something.
You're a man.
Yeah, he's like, come on. Are you a chef or are you a shit? And I'm just like, what the fuck? That's what he used to say. He's like,
are you a chef or are you a shit?
Yeah, he said that. He's an old ass. He was an old Filipino guy.
I love that.
And he was like hella fob. He came from the Philippines. He would just be saying that shit. And I'm just like, I'm trying my best.
And look at where you are at today. Yeah. Motivated the fuck out you, did it not?
Yeah, I always think back at what he taught me and stuff like that. He taught me how to make a whole bunch of different stuff and like just like different techniques and like kind of like just learning how to work with what you have.
Yeah.
Just make sure you can feed a whole bunch of people.
Yeah, that's like, what I love.
There was always a thing he said that like you could be rich with hella money and hella like stuff, but really you're rich if you could like make whatever you want to eat.
That is very true.
And you can do that every day, or you can eat whatever you want to eat. You got it.
You're wealthy. Like me, on the other hand, I definitely don't know if I was like stranded out somewhere like on Survivor. I definitely don't know if I can fucking, I don't even know if I can fucking gut a fish. I think I would be fucking dead.
Honestly, that stuff is kind of hard. Like I couldn't do that either. But like I know how to start a fire. I could go fishing. It's not that hard, really. But like, I feel like if you really got into a situation, I feel like you would figure it out.
Honestly, because survival instincts always kicks. Honestly, yeah. That is true. It was a time where we're fucking camping and we're fucking cold as fuck. I've never chopped wood in my life. And it was so fucking cold that it started to snow. Boy, we chopped fucking logs all fucking night. Boy, I didn't know I was a lumberjack until I needed to get hot.
Yeah, you're right. There's situations where you get put in, you're like, there was a long time ago, I was just like, I don't know if I could ever, like, you know, like just being young, you're like, you don't learn shit. No one ever taught you how to like change a tire or something like that.
Yeah.
And like, I remember I was like, dude, broken down on the street. I gotta change the fucking tire. It's like, I don't know what I'm doing, but I'm just looking at it. I'm just like, I'm gonna do this because this is freaking in the way. Like, why not? Just knock it out. Or like freaking.
So no YouTube.
I'm hella hungry. Yeah, no YouTube, nothing. It's just like looking at it. You kind of understand how stuff works. Like just, if you just look at something, like you try to fix a car. Like most people who are like MacGyver on cars and stuff like that.
Yeah.
They kind of understand how a car works. So they're gonna be looking at, oh, maybe this with this, maybe that with that. It's the same thing with like cooking too. It's like, oh, I don't know how to make I don't know how to make mayonnaise. What goes in mayonnaise? Oh, I'm gonna put this with this. It's like a recipe, but like you kind of understand. It's eggs, oil, and like salt. That's it. And you just blend that shit together. But there are techniques to it, to everything that you do.
Yeah. To be honest with you, like how you said that, like when it comes to cooking, you can just feel it. Like I'm not a master chef like you, but I know how to season the fuck out of things. Like I know flavors that go together that give it that twang, and it's just like, I don't know, like I'll just season and just wait for my ancestors to tell me like that's enough.
It's like, I knew people who always say it's like seasoning with your heart, like you're like, just look at it, I think that'll be enough. It's yes. Like everybody cooking, like when they're like trying to make a new dish, it's like, I'm gonna just look at this, huh, this will go good, oh, I want to try this, oh, I'm gonna just put more of this, I'll put more of that.
So do you think you can ever like be on like, you ever see like those Netflix culinary cooking shows? Like those where the people got to cook from like scratch?
I feel like right now I'm a little, I need to work more on my creativity. If you tell me, hey, DeAndre, you need to make this and try to make it the best you can, I'll be like, I got it. I'll do it. Like I'll try to figure out what I could do. Or like if I want to make something I think I want to make, I'll do it. But like if it's like, all right, I need you to come up with a dish, I'm just like, okay, I'll try.
Like, give me some ingredients or something to yeah, start like, with, right?
Like, yeah, it's like kind of like, what do you want to do? It's like, That's like asking me, oh, what are you going to do with your life? Like, I don't know. Tell me what to do first. Like, what do we have? What the fuck?
So like, your example of putting ingredients together is somebody asking you, what are you going to do with your life?
Yeah, like your parents being like this, hey, you stop going to school. What are you going to do?
You got your response is, I'm going to just fucking go with it.
I'm going to figure it out. But like still, like if you said, hey, it's summertime, we have these ingredients, make something. I'll be more easy with making something like that. But like if you're just like, I need this right now. Make something.
Yeah.
Just be like, I don't know.
Yeah, I get it.
It's kind of like it's kind of weird. It's like a little anxiety.
I mean, shit. It's like, I don't know. It's like when you're doing something all the time, it's easy to get comfortable. But then it's like, I do understand having like anxiety with like being put on the spot. It's like culinary. It's like Dave Ramsey was enough for me to never want to pick up a knife ever.
Really? What was it with Dave Ramsey?
Yeah. Wait. Dave Ramsey is the investor guy. What's the motherfucker?
Gordon Ramsay. Dave Ramsey. I was like, is that like his son?
Wait, that's the investor nigga.
So, okay, check it out. Gordon Ramsay is hella over exaggerated.
What do you mean? You met him before?
No, like you watch like Kitchen Nightmares and stuff like that. If you're working in a real restaurant in a kitchen, it could get there if you're trying to be in like the best restaurants ever. But if like you're working at like some mom and pop place, like right now I work at some kind of like family owned restaurant,
mm-hmm.
where no one's yelling at everyone, no one's getting cussed out, getting food thrown at them and stuff like that. It's totally.
But how can you compare, like you just said, how can you compare working at a family owned restaurant to a restaurant that got fucking 10-30 fucking celebrities in there? And they're like, this needs to be like that. And then you take it out to the table and the fucking owner of fucking Paramount Studios is like, this is the worst steak I've ever had in my life.
Oh my God.
And then it's like, damn it, DeAndre, we fucking told you we had a standard, bro.
Well, I know every restaurant has their standards, but I'm saying like, so like the mom and pop place I work at right now, we have high standards. Our food, you've been there.
What's it called?
The place is called Guantanamo's Wood Fired. It's a pizza place in Lodi.
That shit is fucking
It's hella
delicious.
Good. So, honestly, the techniques we use there and all the stuff that we do there, very good. Like, up there.
Place tastes like, bro, for three people, for three pizzas, and I think like some ice cream and like some cake, boy, we paid like $180.
Yeah, it's expensive stuff, but it's good.
That, bro, good. What's that place called again?
Guantanamo's.
The word good is not the word I would use for that place. That place is fucking delicious.
Yeah.
That honey pizza? What
yeah,
is it?
Yeah, it's a pepperoni pizza Nick's way. It has red sauce, pepperoni cheese, and they put ricotta cheese on there.
Mm-hmm.
And then they put hot honey on it. It's hella good, honestly. I used to be a regular there before I started working there.
Like, if I asked you to make that pizza for me from scratch...
Could you beg me
a Guantanamo's pizza?
I'm not finna do that. That's stealing. stealing.
What if I had the ingredient? You just said
if you had a recipe, I'll make something like that. But they have their own stuff. They have like secret stuff. Like, it's not like secret stuff, but like everyone makes stuff differently, man.
That shit is fire.
That's another thing too with cooks and like people who make stuff. Not everyone's going to replicate everything 100%, really. Yeah. Unless it's like a chef drilling it into everybody, hey, make this the way it is, and he's tasting every single thing. Most of the time, it's going to be different, but it'll be like kind of similar. You know what I'm saying? So if you're like, hey, make a pizza like the place that I work at, it's like, it's going to be hard to like make exactly, because they got the dough down. They got the sauce down. They got the right ingredients they bought from the specific vendors.
Oh, yeah. That place is serious. Dude,
the chef there, his name is Nick. Nick Guantone. I don't know if I'm saying his last name right, but yeah, he's my boss. He's eaten at so many different places. He used to be into sales, so he like knew a lot of people around. So he's eaten at a lot of nice places. So like he's kind of inspiring to me because like, dude, for you to make good food, you have to eat good food. 100%. He's eaten at a lot of places. Like, he'll go to Sacramento. So when we did the pop-up, they were like, where do you work? And I was like, oh, I work at Guantanamo's. They're like, oh, we freaking love that place. It's so good. This is not. And he would go to Sacramento. Hella people know him. He goes to L.A. Hella people know him. He could go up to, like, anywhere on the West Coast that's a nice restaurant, he'll probably know him.
Really?
Yeah. Well, from what he's telling me, he name drops and shit, and it's like, bro, I feel like I don't know shit about food.
But see, though, that just means that you are in the perfect realm of creativity. Like you ever been around somebody where, like, say, for example, you'll be doing good, moving to Sac right now, you about to go do your own thing and adventure off with good life, and I mean, with good love.
Yeah.
And then you'll have somebody sitting there like, Dre change, Dre different. And it's like, bro, I'm just breaking out the mold of the Dre that you once knew. And I'm about to boss up. Like, the simple fact that a man that great is your boss that you are personal connections with, that means I'm in the right place at the right time.
I'm just trying to do better, man. Because, like, it was rough for me, man. Like, growing up, you know, when you get out of high school, it's like, okay, what the fuck am I going to do now? And people who, like, go to school, they end up doing something big, they just end up getting a lot of money or something like that, they start looking down on people. I'm just like, I know there's people out there who look at me that's like, oh, he's still in Stockton. It's like,
how could that possibly be when, okay, I'm still in Stockton, but bro, there's $1 million neighborhoods right here up the street. You'll never even see these people in your fucking life, and they probably own half of Stockton. You ever been to Lincoln Center in the morning time? You should go
I'm always there. I see Testarossa, Lamborghini.
Exactly. They're
crazy
here too.
Stuff.
They're here too. The only people who, and look, the only reason that I could attest to that is because that's the same philosophy I had, but then moving to Sac right after high school and then living in Arizona right after school and then coming back. It's like Stockton gets a bad name by the people who are not shit in Stockton. It's like they hit the roof and they can't grow here. That's why they like, fuck this place. And it's like, okay, motherfuckers will go to school and get an education to make cheese. It's like you have to sit there and identify. They probably don't got the same mom and dad as me. Their support system is probably 10,000 times better. That nigga probably had a trust fund. Niggas don't tell you they got a trust fund. Like, bro, it's been like, so many times.
I'm up on you, but
nigga, I'm up.
Give it to me.
Bro, I'm not even going to name drop. I've been in situations where before I start getting good, I was around a certain individual who had a penthouse, who had a super fast car. And I'm sitting here like, damn, bro, you doing good. His penthouses was low income. You had to make less than 40K to live there. I was like, wait, what?
Really?
Yeah.
It was a nice penthouse?
In downtown Sac. Like, it was like a low-income place. Bro had a fucking outdoor pool and everything, nigga. Yes. Low-income, bro.
Low-income?
100% because his chick was the person that managed it. So, it was low-income. And then I'm sitting here. I'm like, damn, bro, you low-income. I'm like, bro, your car crazy as fuck. His mom and dad was paying for it.
Damn.
And I'm sitting here trying to do better because I'm like, damn, this nigga the same age doing better than me. No,
you gotta I learned you gotta not compare yourself.
Yes,
you gotta not compare yourself. You gotta go at your own pace, do what you want to do.
Yes,
because you living through somebody else will never.
Because compare
make
you Dre
happy.
To
never
Dre.
Make happy.
Huh? Compare Dre to Dre. Compare DeAndre to DeAndre last.
Oh man,
shitting on that nigga, right?
Pretty much
shitting on him. You'll probably step back in the past of that DeAndre, like, bro. Look at where I am right now.
I was like, do better, man. Keep going.
Keep going.
Do your thing. Be positive.
Yes.
Do whatever you want to do, man. Don't let other people discourage you. Don't let other people try to tell you ain't shit. If you want to do something and you have the will to do it, just go do it.
Just do it.
Just do it. Because honestly,
all
you would regret not doing it.
100%.
You'll be like, why didn't I do it earlier?
Bro, you're going to be 40 years old like, damn, everybody called me hella fruity for cooking. Imagine if I would have started cooking. Imagine if when times was hard, if you just stopped cooking back then.
and like, I let just me go like, became a construction else. Worker.
Then what?
I would just be a construction worker right now. I probably wouldn't even be happy. Because exactly. Right now, I feel like I'm really fucking happy. Like
because you went against, you went against what everybody told you, what they felt was best for you, and now look how happy you are.
Yeah.
That's literally, bro, like, it's like the only reason that I could speak on that is because it's been so many times where I felt super low on myself, and then I try to go to somebody who I loved and I fucked with, and I wanted information from, and I'd be like, hey, man, I'm about to learn how to trade, dude. I want to start going to the gym in the morning. Like, I don't know. You think I could do something like that? And the motherfucker looked at me and was like, bro, you? Nah, I don't think you could do something like that.
What?
And then I'm sitting here and I thought about it. And then you got to understand, people can only respond from their experience. If a motherfucker ain't shit who ain't never stacked more than $100 in a week, and you go up to him like, hey, bro, I'm having money problems. Can you help me? Dre. I'm gonna tell you right now, bro, you ain't never handling those money problems. They can only speak from experience.
Yeah.
So it's like nobody, like you said, has ever, you don't know nobody personally in your family who has ever went the chef route and has fucking made something. So everybody seeing you doing it, nobody has nothing positive to say. They haven't seen it work out until you up and they're like, Dre, I let you cook in my kitchen. You be like, nigga, yes, I did. And you was making me sleep on the couch and pay half your rent.
I ain't doing all that, bro. I have never had a situation like that, but I do understand where you're coming from. It's like a lot of people think like, go to like a family get together, funeral, birthday party, something like that, and they'll be like, what are you doing nowadays? I'm like, oh, I'm working at this restaurant. You're still working at a restaurant? You're not gonna do anything else? I thought you wanted to be like you're not gonna do like doctor or something like that?
No. Nope.
Like, you're gonna be better?
No. Nope.
Like,
I'm gonna be at a better restaurant,
like,
nigga.
Now I'm just like, I don't even care what people think now, because I used to think like, damn, maybe I should do something better, maybe I should try to go get a job somewhere else.
That's you doing what they want.
Yeah, and you can't, that's another thing, you can't let them choose your life for you. You gotta do what you wanna do.
100%.
You'll be way more happy. There's a lot of family shit where it's like, you go to school because your parents tell you to go to school, you go the route that your parents tell you to go, and you end up just being depressed. You hate your life, you hate everything about yourself. There's so many stories about that. So
dude. 100%.
Yeah.
Because everybody knows exactly what they need to do to make themselves happy. But we got society and parents and shit that are interrupt our growth and then bind us to stay down. And it's like, you'll have motherfuckers hella depressed later on because like, bro, I really wanted to draw, but everybody told me I should be an accountant because I made money. I became an accountant, became depressed. And now look at me, depressed as fuck. It's like, why not go all in for your dreams? Yeah.
You could do the other route, but you have to keep doing whatever you love. You have to keep doing that stuff. There's people who could do both, and like, more power to them. I can't do that. It's like, I need to be doing what I'm doing. That's
your calling.
Yeah. It's just it depends on who you are. You being yourself and doing whatever you want to do, you're gonna disappoint people. You're gonna disappoint your parents. You're gonna disappoint anyone who's trying to help you, give you advice and stuff like that. If you just do whatever you want to do and it's not what they have for you, you're gonna disappoint them, and you're gonna be way happier as a disappointment.
Yes.
Than being like, oh, I'll do this for you. I'll make sure I make this happen for you. I'll do all this. Nah, just do whatever you want.
Yeah.
And it's your life. It's the only thing you got.
Yeah. Yeah. Hell yeah, dude. Yeah. I love that so much. I don't know, bro. It's like you start to feel like a broken record once everybody starts discouraging you from, oh, don't do that. Don't fucking put money into this. And then it's like, once shit work out and you just turn around and smirk at them like, bitch, it worked out. Yeah. And then the only thing they're sitting there is like, well,
I always knew you could do this. I'm so proud of you.
I believed in you. And it's like, no, you didn't. That's why all you got to do is stay consistent and you'll start seeing results, bro.
Yeah.
And it's like, you are a fucking prime example of that.
Yeah, I try. I try my best, man. I try my best. Honestly, I put a lot of thanks into my boy Mark. He honestly, both of us, we always talked about.
Shouts out to Mark.
Ever since we've been in high school, the same thing. Me and Dwayne met in high school, and I met Mark in high school. We hung out and stuff like that. He moved away, but we kept in contact. And like once we became adults, he was just like, I don't know why, but I could see us working together. And I was like, me too. Like, we hung out a lot. So it's like, why not just try to do something with that? And we kept talking about it. And honestly, I was even the original person who came up with it. It was him. He was like, we should run with this. Like, we both love to cook. Let's do it. And I'm just like,
and this was the idea for Good Love.
This is Good Love. This is Good Love. He came up with the with most of the logo and stuff like that. And I'm just like there for the food. Like, I understand. We have a lot of the same interests, and like we know what we like. But like, I am more on the food side. And I know what I would do if I were to do, like, say, shirts. Like, we got shirts.
Mm-hmm.
We got keychains. We had ashtrays at one point. We had a whole bunch of stuff, like, a whole bunch of merch ideas. And he came up with a lot of that stuff. I have ideas, too. And they are going to come soon. Food ideas are going to come soon. All this stuff is all coming soon. And I'm trying to do all that. But he, honestly, he really helped me out and motivated me to actually giving a shit about doing something else, because a year or two ago I was just like down, I don't know what to do, if this cooking stuff is gonna work and stuff like that. But once we started doing pop-ups, it's like, holy shit, we can sell this. We've done to-go food, people have pulled up, bought food, we made hella money. And it's like,
keep fucking going.
Yeah.
It's like, you ain't taking no L's, because it's like, your path is genuine. The energy is genuine. The idea is genuine. You can only take L's if somehow, some way, you guys produce money in some type of negative way. But it's like, for both of you guys to be good, great guys, there is a possibility of no L's taken. If you guys stay consistent, keep being ambitious as you are, keep staying foodies as you are, keep saying fuck the critics, you could literally take zero L's. You guys will take L's if you listen to what the haters say, listen to what the critics say.
Yes, we got to do what we got to do.
Yeah.
Like, this, like, I'm not gonna let somebody else ruin anything. Got to do what I
got
to do.
Look how far you got compared to where you were based on, fuck them, I'm doing what I feel I need to do for me.
Yeah.
Because the same family members that was like, oh, you still working at a restaurant? Motherfucker, if I owned a restaurant, I would still be working at a restaurant.
Yeah.
So,
like, what do you want about it? Like,
what do you want me to do? Go fucking work retail? Fuck that. Yeah. I want to do what I want to do.
Go be a doctor. Go fucking.
That costs money.
Try to go do this. Go do that. It's like,
the people telling you that, life. Are they doctors?
Honestly, the people, they got money. And they did a route that whatever they're doing and stuff like that.
Probably trapping.
No trapping. It's like all legit. It's all legit. But like, they got houses out in the Bay Area and stuff like that. And it's just like, what are you doing? I'm just like, I'm still at the same restaurant. Recently left, and I'm working at a better place and learning more. I'm trying to just do better with my life, man.
Dude, that's it.
And I'm trying to move to Sac so I could do better than that. Maybe even move further and go higher and higher. End up having a brick and mortar truck, something for Good Love.
I can definitely see that. It's already manifested.
Yeah, I would love to have that, because, dude, if I'm going to bust my ass day in and day out, I would rather do it for myself than everyone else.
Bro, is this going to be the Dre fucking manifestation video? Were you like, Dwayne, give me that clip of when I was saying all that shit I needed as the fucking commercial for my truck. That is definitely a possibility, bro.
It could be.
Yeah. And you're already working towards it.
Yeah.
Everything you said you wanted to do, move to Sac, do pop-ups, do more with my cooking, you've done.
Yeah.
And sometimes I've also learned, like, okay, like how you said, you gave all the love and all the credit to Mark. Sometimes you can definitely know exactly what you want for yourself. And you'd be like, yo, God, like, help me push further. And you have a friend like, hey, come with me. And you like, God, is this the... All right. Because it's like that's how relationships work.
Yeah.
Y'all could be cooking Mark Teflon Don, and somebody be like, bro, you the Don, who's your boy? And then Mark would be like, oh, this dude? Oh, yeah. This my boy Dre. And that's how relationships happen.
Yeah. So, like it was like that. It's kind of like that in Sacramento. So, he got connects out there. I don't know of anybody in Sacramento like that. He moved out there and he got his stuff, right? And he was the face of the brand pretty much out there. And it's like I would have no problem with that at all, because we're working towards actually doing something together instead of like being like, oh, he's the face of this. I'm hella jealous. I had feelings like that before, but like, nah, I'm not thinking like that no more, man.
Bro.
I'm trying to move forward. I'm not trying to feel any type of way about nothing, because it's a team effort. I put so much work into this. He put even more into it. Like, we're just working hard for this, and that's, we want to make something good.
That's dope.
So it's like, anyone can tell me anything. People tell me, don't spend money on it. He's going to take the money, run away. He's going to do this. He's going to do that. He is like the most solid person to me. If I needed something, he got me. If I'm going through something in life, I call him. He's got me.
See, those are people who are not in the midst of a million-dollar opportunity. Like this whole situation, the whole podcast situation, my camera guy, he does everything. I do the podcast. If we hit $1 million on YouTube, that shit is going down the middle. It doesn't matter if you never see this man's face. He's the whole creative reason that you motherfuckers stay engaged. If Mark is the motherfucking Teflon Don, hey, guess what? A king of a castle? We can't all be kings. But if you identify who the king is, he can identify who his right man is.
Yeah.
And that's just as good. So if I gotta put you on my motherfucking shoulders, we both going to the top.
Yeah.
It don't matter.
It doesn't, I don't know if it's like a culture thing or something like that, but people need to.
You're talking about black people, right? It is a culture thing. It is a culture thing. Bro, it's funny you say that, because I talk about it all the time. That's not talked about enough. 500 years of slavery does something to the DNA structure of a people. Look at you and Mark right here, right now. It's been situations, I'm sure, where you probably reached out to a brother and said the same exact idea, and he looked at you like, no, nigga.
You ain't finna do that.
You ain't finna do that, nigga. Not at all. Nigga, you're not gonna do better than me. And it's like...
It's like, why we gotta be against each other? Why can't we come together?
Bro, it's fucked up, because black people would be unstoppable if we had that ideology, but it's like, you gotta understand.
And we tried before, and they bombing shit.
Bro, look what happened with Black Lives Matter.
They blew that shit up. Now everyone's like, oh, it's terrorism.
Oh, but anytime black people get together, no matter what it is, it's some bullshit is what that was supposed to teach people. And it's fucked up, but it's like, it's been many times where, like, I try to think of an idea and I'll get with some brothers and they'll literally look at me like, oh, this nigga crazy. Oh, nigga, you think you could do some shit like that, nigga? Yeah. Hell nah, nigga. And then our community would tell us not to mess with those guys, to stay away from the ones that don't look like us, to stay away from the white boys. Boy, you get around the motherfuckers that not black. DeAndre?
Bro, oh, you're a cook? It's so
bro,
much
I want to do everything for you, bro.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
Like, why you ain't on my level. That's mostly what I get from people, but like, if I go to my white friends, they're like, oh, you need this? I got you. I'll do this for you. Why is that?
And it's not even a race thing, but if you sit here and identify as a black man who's willing to jump in for me, it don't be the motherfuckers that look like you. Like our situation, I've known you for years, but we are both individuals who would just show love.
Yeah.
But niggas that come from where we come from,
Nah, nigga.
They gonna come back and shit on you. The motherfuckers that don't look like us, crack the code and be like, DeAndre, I left I left the ladder over there for you, bro. I'm on to the next thing. But if you need anything, the ladder's right there.
Yeah.
Like, niggas are making
they
out
put,
to
they'll shit put it on, they'll give you game. They'll give you free game. Yeah. They'll help you out. But, like, niggas is like, I give you nothing. You gonna figure it out yourself. It's like, oh, come on.
Bro, literally, even, like, starting the water bottles or starting the podcast. Nigga, yo ass gonna be on the fucking camera, nigga, doing... Nigga, talking about what, nigga? Every comment on the YouTube of people saying they like, sharing, loving it, none of them are black. And I'm like, damn.
You could look that up.
No, I'm just assuming. Just assuming, yeah, on some racist shit.
Okay.
But it's, bro, it's the truth. It is a cultural thing. I'm not saying all black people. It's a couple of niggas that'll support you.
It's not even just black people. It's just like a lot of people in general, they do want to just shit on everyone else, and they want to be their self. They don't want to help nobody. They just want to be angry, successful, you know?
And they won't last long. They won't last long.
Last long. But
if you want to go fast, go alone. If you want to go far, you go together.
Yeah.
You can't do everything by yourself, bro. You can't. To build an empire, how are you going to be the fucking the king, the queen, the fucking soldiers? How are you going to be the servants? How are you going to build an empire trying to be a selfish ass nigga? You got to break bread.
I feel like I look at like the main people who are like up there, like, you know, like Elon and like Jeff Bezos.
They got teams.
They got teams. But like it may look like they did it by themselves. They probably stepped on hella toes to get where they're at. They
probably shitted on a lot of people.
But you need somebody to move up.
Yes.
You're always going to need somebody to move up. And
that's why you ever heard the saying, watch the toes you step on today because they might belong to the ass you have to kiss later. Yeah. So fuck DeAndre. Hey, I'm off to the next. I'm going to Vegas. Motherfuckers who do anything with bad intentions. Bro, I wish the best for you. It's a ticking time bomb, bro. Yeah. They never last long. Majority of the motherfuckers who try to shit on you and moved out of Stockton, nigga, I'm on to the next, bro. They all came back. They all came back, and now they really not doing nothing because in their head, I tried my best. It didn't work out. I'm back. In our head, nigga, I'm chilling. Mm-hmm. Everybody thinks Stockton's so bad. Nigga, it's not bad. You know what's bad right now? Oakland, San Francisco. Fucking terrible. Oh, my God. Fucking terrible.
I used to be like, I want to move to San Francisco so bad.
Same, nigga.
It looks so nice. Boy. And stuff like that. If you look up, there's a bed on the sidewalk. There's next people doing feces. Crack everywhere.
Everywhere.
It's bad. Like, I don't even think.
You know where your car won't get broken into?
Lincoln Center.
Anywhere out north.
It has, but it's not as bad as they're like, people keep their windows down in the Bay Area. So it's like.
And then niggas will roll your windows up in the Bay Area and break them.
Doing all that.
Niggas will hot wire your car, roll up all your windows, and shatter those motherfuckers.
They don't care. It was like your car will be clear.
Please don't steal. I'm broke and I'm struggling. I don't give a fuck.
Break it. Yeah, yeah.
Okay, I will admit though, from all those videos, if you pay attention, yes, people's cars are getting broken into, but what do they all have in common? They're all rentals.
Really?
They're all rentals. They're all rentals.
I don't know. So I got a homie. He went out to San Francisco. He's done it like twice, and he's got bit twice.
Why he keep going back? Where was he?
He was going out with his girl and stuff like that. So like it was like one time he was in a parking garage, nothing happened, and then he went out and he had to
and
park
parked
on,
the
street.
He
parked on the street. It was over. He had like stuff in the car. He had like a jacket. That's it.
Took it.
They took the jacket. That's it.
Bro.
That's the only thing that was in the car.
Why are you parking on the street? Nigga, I will walk two blocks in the city in a parking garage, nigga. I'm not parking on the street. I don't give a fuck where I'm at.
And it sucks, too, because, like, if you live in Stockton and you know you're going to go to the Bay Area, everyone's like, I'm going to the park station, Dublin. They brought it out there, too. It's just everywhere. It's all around.
Bro,
there.
Now, okay, let me be safe and not stop in Oakland. Guess what? Bitch, your ass is getting shot at on the freeway?
Where do you see that?
Bro, there's been four different occasions where people have been shot at and getting caught in the crossfire on the freeway in Oakland. little Asian girl got shot in the thigh. Somebody baby got shot in the head. Another black chick got shot in the chest. Nigga, where are you at?
I am not, honestly.
Bro, four occasions, nigga. Four different occasions. I'm sure there's more.
Bro, go. Thing is GTA at this point.
Yeah, shit, SF is GTA.
I heard LA is worse, though.
Oh, LA is awful. Awful. You got to think about it. Nobody, LA is so crowded. It's getting so expensive that the amount of people becoming homeless, nigga, I can't afford to leave. I'm trapped. Now it's like, bro, LA is fucking disgusting. The energy is bad. The people are bad. And everything's hella expensive.
I know everyone talks about LA is like hell. It's like, if you're in LA, you're doing drugs. You're out here. You're doing some heinous shit in LA.
Yeah, it's the belly of the beast.
And no one is like, everyone is out to get you over there. I always hear like celebrities and stuff like that. You ever see like No Jumper and shit? They're like on edge when they're doing the podcast and stuff out there because there's going to be somebody running in trying to fuck with them. Or like you walk down Melrose, you might get robbed. It's like,
yes.
What literally. Is this? Like, why is California like this now?
Because the governor and all the people in power thought it would make more sense to raise the prices. These niggas gonna leave if they can't afford to live here. The niggas is fighting back like, think again. We just gonna make it bad. Did you see how, shit, instead of, I ain't gonna lie, even though LA is getting bad, instead of hardworking brothers like me and you walking down the street with our shit and getting robbed by brothers, I seen a video where a dude was in a LA mansion neighborhood going on a walk. They stole that nigga Audemars Piguet. Three dudes walked up on him with a gun and just took his watch. Boy, that's a $60,000 watch. God damn.
I mean, that's exactly.
And now they're robbing Gucci and Louis Vuitton. Finally.
That's how it should have been.
That's how it should have been, bro. Me and you are going to Louis Vuitton. They'll look at us like, what is this black ass nigga doing in here? You can't even ask to hold nothing without them asking.
Like, bro, hurry up and buy this, bro. Are you going to buy something? You're just looking.
They're going to be sitting there with the key like, bro, be honest. How much you make?
How much? I need a bank statement.
I need a
show
bank
me.
Statement.
Show me.
And
show
now they're getting robbed and everybody's like, oh my gosh, not Louis Vuitton. Fuck them, man.
Fuck them. Fuck them.
I really want to know who got the shit, though. Y'all selling shit for half off? Nigga.
Honestly, fuck all that designer shit. Honestly,
nah, yeah.
Designer is kind of, it's hella overrated, honestly.
It is.
It's cheaper is better. Honestly, it's a waste of money. It's all clothes.
I mean,
it's nice.
Yes.
Honestly, I used to hella be into fashion and stuff. I used to sew.
Literally.
Like that. I used to literally be into it. I love like high-end stuff. Some of the stuff is really nice looking. High quality stuff.
Okay, but what was your awakening to step away from that shit?
I gotta pay bills.
Yeah.
Real life.
I'm sitting
it's
like, here.
It's not real.
It's not. It's not real, nigga. You a Sims character at that point.
Yeah, like I feel like all this a lot of stuff that we deal with nowadays is not real. We made this shit. We're animals.
Yeah.
Why are we worried about a whole bunch of shit? Like, why are we taking life so fucking seriously?
Because there's too many of us that take it serious. We know money has no real value, but it's too many motherfuckers that'll be like, if it has no value, give it to me. And then you'll be like, no, well, if you want it so bad, I need it. And then that's why money will always have value, bro.
It will have value, but like,
all the fashion shit, who's on TV, all that shit. It's a distraction, but people won't look away from it. Yeah. Like, we got aliens right now flying overhead in Sacramento. Have you seen that at least?
I did see that.
What do you think?
I did see that. So my dad, it came down here. There was a whole bunch of shit, like rings of fire flying over and shit like that. He was like seeing it driving. He's like, aliens, there's fucking aliens and stuff like that. I don't know exactly what it is, but if it's aliens, it's aliens. I'm like,
me personally, my rent too high. I don't give a fuck. I need to see an alien jump out, bro. A saucer in the sky.
You never know. I could be an alien.
Literally. Literally. And what? I wouldn't know until the government told me.
Or you wouldn't know until somebody did something that showed you. Until you see it. Until you see it. Like, what if you was just like even people were talking about reptilian people, like the fucking celebrities and shit that are reptiles and stuff like that. That shit could be real.
It definitely 100,000%.
All those conspiracy theories are conspiracy theories.
They're based on something.
They have a little bit of truth. They have at least a little bit of truth. It's believable.
Bro, it's exactly the definition of a conspiracy. Everything has to be presented in a satire form.
Yeah.
Like, the only way you'll see reptilians being in the government is in a cartoon. You'll be like, But 20, 30, 40, 50, 60 different cartoons talking about reptilians being in the government. And then you start to be like,
aliens are real?
Bro.
I believe it. I believe it.
We had
to come from somewhere. There's more life out there. If we have life here, there has to be life out there.
Humans are too shitty of a creation for us to be the only ones.
Who do you think built the pyramids?
100,000% Egyptians. But who influenced them to build the pyramids is the real question. Who was the influence? They didn't just be like, pyramids?
Yeah, like, we're making pyramids. How are we going to move these blocks?
Exactly.
What are we going to do? How are you going to do that?
But then it's like, you know what's like even crazier is like the three pyramids are, you ever heard how the three pyramids are aligned with the three stars in the sky, the Orion's
Belt?
Yeah,
so I heard that all the, there's more than,
it was like 150.
There's a shit ton of pyramids and they're power plants.
Yes.
That's what I heard. My dad told me that. And I was like,
They're docile now, though. They don't work, but the granite tops of the pyramids did allow them to produce electrical frequencies in order to produce electricity. And it's like, you can sit up there and be like, ah, nigga, you're crazy. No, because guess what kind of mineral they found in Africa? They found a rock that produces electricity on its own, which means that is very true. Where's Egypt at, nigga? In Africa.
Yeah.
So
it could be something. Also, like, just think about like technology since like the 80s or like 90s or something like that. How far have we really advanced technologically?
Publicly, honestly, and privately should be the question.
Yeah. Like, so publicly?
Not far.
Shit just looks better.
Privately? Nigga, they got flying cars all over Dubai right now.
Flying cars? This is a helicopter.
No, like, they have flying cars. There's a company that I want to say they have a partnership with Snowflake, the fucking software AI company, but they have a legit flying car.
I must be living under a rock. I ain't never seen that shit.
No, you just poor, like me.
Just poor?
You're not living under a rock.
No shit, you poor.
Bro, you have less than 3 million, nigga. We on the other side of the veil, bro. If your internet go out, how bad do you think shit will really fucking be? If an alien invasion happened in Lodi, nigga, would you know?
No. Nah.
If we blew up in Stockton from an atomic bomb right after you left, would you know? No. You wouldn't know.
Because the internet.
Because the internet.
News. I would know if I tried to go back.
But if you...
That's like everything, though. Like, that's just information in general, I feel. The internet is a big thing. Like, everyone's on their phones. Everybody knows what they're doing. Like, everybody knows what's going on everywhere. Information is at a all-time high right now. Everybody knows. If you want to learn something, go on the internet. But like, if you lose that, everybody's gonna have to go back to the freaking caveman days. And that's also a very scary thing. It's like, if the internet goes down, if there's anything like that, a lot of people are fucked, and it's gonna be a fucking apocalyptic situation.
Look,
I feel like, honestly, that's worse than zombies.
Yeah, no fucking internet,
bro. I feel like if everyone stays cool about it,
they won't think about how fucking turned up people got when it happened. Nigga, we had the biggest riots ever. Everything was getting broken into, smashed and stolen. Nigga, if the internet go out, guess what? Who's gonna know I'm here stealing?
The internet caused those riots.
What are you talking about?
The whole, like, you know, the Black Lives Matter and all this stuff, the internet caused that. It went viral.
True, because if there was no internet, then you would have never seen George Floyd get killed.
Yeah.
Therefore, the movement would have never started, which then shows you, in fact, how strong the internet is. Yeah. And then, all right, everybody, this is the episode where I feature my boy, Dre. And shit, if you guys fucking love the episode and you want to see more Dre, please like, comment, and share down below. Be nice or show hate. Dre's gonna be on here to talk shit back to you.
I'll talk shit. I want to see some negativity.
please bring the something. Negativity.
Let's see.
Where's the racist comments at?
That'd be crazy. I want to see it.
All right, go ahead. Close them out. Let them know.
So, my name is Yandre. Follow me on Good Love CA on Instagram. Also, my actual handle, underscore Flex Kilobana.
How do you spell that?
Underscore F-L-E-X K-A-V-A-N-A.
Perfect. Ladies, yeah. You hear that? He's single. Yeah, he cook.
Good. Yeah, he's funny. I can cook. Yeah, I could talk a lot.
And he talks a lot. So, baby girl,
I'll listen.
He'll listen.
Nah.
And my boy look mixed, but he all black, baby.
I'm black and Filipino. Yeah, but yeah, just check it out. Check out the food, all the stuff. Bigger and better things coming too.
Bow. And that's it. This is Let's Talk Forella. This is my boy Dre, a.k.a. Chef, a.k.a. look out for this guy, because this is his first appearance. Y'all heard him on the podcast, on the audio. When this motherfucker rich and famous and he doing fucking videos like DJ Khaled, I want y'all to come back and remember where he was a mortal man, okay? This is Let's Talk Forella, and that's it. Blah!